This is Engineer Eric from the Jimmy Dolan Show. You're listening to part one of our April 22nd, 2009 Jimmy Dolan Show.
Well, like I always say, if they come for your guns, give them your ammo first.
That's right. Voluntarily, give them your ammo.
Yeah, where the hell is that?
Good one, J-Man.
Boys and girls, your attention, please. Presenting a new exciting radio program featuring the thrilling adventures of an amazing and incredible personality. A being no larger than an ordinary man, but possessed of powers and abilities never before realized on Earth. Able to leap into the air an eighth of a mile at a single bound, hurdle a 20-story building with ease, race a high-powered bullet to its target, lift tremendous weights and rend solid steel in his bare hands, a strange visitor from a distant planet, champion of the oppressed, physical marvel extraordinary, who has sworn to devote his existence on Earth to helping those in need.
Up in the sky, look, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's...
It's time for the
Jimmy Show.
Yeah, that's it.
Hey,
we got a new Jimmy Dolan Show.
Little intro there, cool. I love it.
Yeah, it's just that one from K-Man. Yeah, he sent it.
It's our Earth Day show.
Earth Day special. Is it Earth Day or
April 22nd?
April 22nd.
Is that what it is?
009.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm really pleased
it
to
came,
see
it. It came very close after National Pot Smoking Day, I noticed this year.
Hey, they're all the same. They're
always,
all,
always.
You know, keep them weeds look growing.
That's right, Jimmy.
That's good. Okay, well, this is a great day.
It's
Jimmy here, and we got Jack Rhodes.
Jack is here. It's good to be here.
That's good. We're
as
glad,
always.
Glad to have you. And our counselor's here. We have legal questions.
Oh, no.
Yes, yes, we have legal questions.
We have legal problems.
That's right, legal problems, as always. And Engineer, our mixmaster.
Thank goodness.
Sigheil!
Sigheil! Yeah, that little girl really liked it when I...
Oh, yeah, we got to give a little shout-out to Mary.
Yeah, Mary Held. I did you see the scan? I sent the scan in to you.
Yep.
Okay, good.
And actually, let me go ahead and plug her real quick here.
Oh,
whoa!
Yeah. We don't have time for that.
She's...
Hey, make it quick.
Yeah, make it quick.
All right, so, well, you know, I can, hey, man.
Hey, so this.
No, she's
the one who's got to edit this.
So tell me,
she's a dog walker. She's a dog walker.
No, she's a dog walker.
Yeah. And all right, yeah, this is called the Angelic Animal Amiga.
Yeah.
And professional in home pet sitting and dog walking services.
And that's pretty much local here in Gainesville.
Right. Her name's Mary.
Big
and,
shout out.
And you can call her at 352-792.
Seriously, you know.
5598.
Seriously.
Seriously. No, she said to plug her on the show.
Okay,
man.
Okay, plug her.
We're
on
gonna
the
do
show.
It. And after the show.
She's licensed, insured, bonded. licensed, insured, and bonded, and she's a member of the National Association of Professional Pet Sitters.
Excellent.
You know,
and
she can also email that maryheld@hotmail.com. There, that's a full plug.
That's what you get, Mary
that
Held.
That was a full
Mary
plug.
Held, it's all one word, right? Mary Held.
Yeah, Mary Held, yeah.
At hotmail.com.
We got
you know, the thing is, she weighs like 90.
Yeah,
but
the one thing that I liked about it is that she actually lives like... You know, a couple miles away, and she was over just canvassing the neighborhood. You know, she goes, well, you know, I'm trying to become an entrepreneur, and I want to start my own business, and
cool.
And this is what I want to do. And I go, did you see the bumper sticker on my car? It says, you know, I'm pro-choice on everything, vote libertarian. You know, and she loved that. And then of course I said, Jimmy, get out of here. You know,
so
he came out and talked with
always
her.
Always be well. She told me her name was German.
Yeah, well, and
so then, I course, to speak a little German to see guy.
Oh, see, now,
he did a little finger mustache thing.
Okay.
She was laughing her butt off. That
okay,
was
long
made
way to
her
get
whole day.
There, but I understand what you're saying.
No,
now.
It's good.
Uh-huh.
But we have a special guest here today.
We do.
Oh, yeah.
Is she German?
We have Cleavage Lisa.
Cleavage Lisa is sitting right here.
Yes.
That's right. Mm. Here, hold on a second. She can say hi here.
Oh, yeah, she's saying hi.
Hello there.
Hey.
Boy, doesn't get any better than that. Okay.
All right.
Let's get this show over with so we can have some fun.
All right.
Okay, we done? We're in for a break?
There is so much to talk about, Jimmy.
No, there really is. Well, I just want to say we need to welcome our new donor.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
We have a new donor.
Hey,
pal. Oh, my man.
Hey, pal, still works.
It's the Free Talk Live people, right?
No.
Who is it?
No, but that was a good plug for Free Talk Live.
No, we love that.
Now you guys are
No, but it's...
Now you're obligated.
What's happening?
Is there somebody up there in New Hampshire?
Wait, hold on. I wasn't ready.
We have a new donor. I mean, this guy, person wants to, like, donate.
This is why we used to have a list.
We had to set up a special PayPal account or something.
We even have a list today. We're not even running it.
It says, yo, Jimmy, I was looking at the donation options and thought I might make a suggestion. I want to help you guys out, but I don't want to have to do it every month. Can you guys add a subscription that bills me every month, say $3 or something?
No, that was $30.
Well, no, I think it was $3.
Yeah. You're not supposed to read the amount in there. You're confusing our people. We need to get some George Soros type.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed the thing. It was $300. Yeah, that's what it was.
Whatever it was. Okay, anyway, so wait a minute. We're plugging him.
Well, yeah. So
and that
Mr.
is.
Mr. Fricker. Yeah, but we also actually had an actual real donation. Somebody who did donate to this site.
They actually gave us $500-$600.
It's the same guy.
It was it really? Oh, yeah. Same guy.
And it was.
You
got to give me a chance.
Oh, Dr. Fricker. Okay, good.
Oh, there you go.
And that's good. Okay, so that we want to make sure we, you know, recognize our donor.
Our donor.
Well, I mean, we have a listener.
To him, all right? We'll put a link to him.
No.
Yeah.
All right, so let's.
No, but I mean, this is great because we actually have a listener.
Fraker, that's who it is.
You're not supposed to tell his whole name.
No, we didn't.
We got a little problem here because we're going to talk about one of the first things I'm going to talk about after I get through the
Seriously.
Intro here. Excuse me.
Have we actually started the show yet?
Apparently, we started editing it.
All right,
okay,
all right.
Let me tell you. Would somebody please go get the duct tape?
It's the Jimmy Doan show
with Jack Rose.
We need to get the duct tape over here.
All I had was music in my earphones at
That's
board.
All right. We were talking over the music. We're having a good time. Okay, now look. And of course, Counselor B. Bart sent us a note. What was that? He had a question about something. We're going to talk about that.
He wants another question. He sent us a bunch of hot babes.
Yeah. Oh, he always does. Yeah. We always have to read his emails because he always makes sure there's some super hot babes.
Oh, he knows how to get his stuff ready.
He knows. Hey, that's right.
He wanted to know.
His stuff goes to the top of the stack.
He said, did you guys attend any of the mushroom tea party? I mean, any of the tea parties?
Right,
I was a bit too busy to go to any. If you want a Texans review on
I haven't seen that yet. But it was interesting to see the difference in the responses to the Tea Party. I mean, the Fox News versus the
ABC,
CNBC or
NBC,
the MSNBC
yep,
or whatever. I mean, my God,
that
one girl went
world.
Nuts. You know, she was just out of... And her video went viral of her going nuts.
That's right.
What did she go nuts about?
She basically got off topic and she accused one of the Tea Party guys of being, you know, you homophobic racist bastard. It's all about, you know, it was the Janine Garofalo business on Keith Olbermann.
Right, right.
I mean, it was, you know, that she just, and this is a news reporter. Harry, I'd like to have a few words with one of the typical Tea Party people.
A
then she laid into him like he was the worst
is
slime
this the
scumbag.
Right here?
You know, like he was a Manson or something.
Right.
And you know, it was all live or whatever it is.
Right wing extremists.
Well, I'm going to get into that. And the other thing I wanted to do was mention something that I got today. Before we get into the list here,
you
I got
preview
a
previewing again.
Huh?
Go ahead, preview.
I'm a little preview. Well, this I want to mention
foreshadowing.
Something. Foreshadowing. We're going to talk about the torture memos a little bit,
Sweet.
And we're also going to talk about the Department of Homeland Security, Janet Napoleon, who who offended everybody, and everybody's a conspirator, and everybody needs to be watched. You know, we're going to Cameron, every big brother right out of Brazil. But I did notice one.
Well,
thing.
Well, actually, one thing I would have to go back here just for a second. Counselor to be did ask us a question here.
Yeah,
and it was first. Do you think that Obama is going to use the war between the drug cartels and Mexico as an excuse to ban assault weapons?
Yeah.
And second, don't forget that there's a new Futurama this Sunday.
Oh no, don't forget that. Oh God. Wait a minute, I'm marking that down. Hold on.
Yep, new Futurama, which of course we're huge super.
All right, so pick a topic, any topic, Jimmy. Hit us.
Okay, well, I'm going to before I get to the DHS memo, which is a big deal. I wanted to mention one thing, and there was apparently, this is what happens in the mainstream media, apparently either in Newsweek or Time or one of those mainstream magazines,
right.
on their website, there was a poll, and they sent me, it was about the Second Amendment.
Oh, these are all super accurate polls.
Well, no, here was a real simple thing. This is what gets me about this. It was a poll, and it said, and I got this email, you know, I got spammed by it because, you know, I'm obviously a big Second Amendment type guy. I want everybody to be able to have, you know, howitzers, guns, and RPGs or whatever. And so the deal is that the question, so I went to the website to answer the poll question. The poll question was very simple. Do you believe that the Second Amendment gives you the right to own firearms? Yes, no.
The USA poll.
Was it a USA poll?
Yeah, USA.
Again, it was one of those. Yeah. I said, I didn't know which. And I said, and of course, I wrote back and I said, well, it's a bogus question.
It's a bogus question.
Yeah. Because none of the amendments give us any. We already have those rights. It should have said, the question should, so I didn't answer it. The question, I mean, it was a bogus question because if you answered yes, that the Second Amendment gives you the right, that implies that the government is giving you the right to own the firearms. We already have that right. What the Second Amendment does is to not anymore, right?
Jimmy, as
what happens is the amendment.
Jimmy, you just made the list. by answering the question that way, you made the list.
Okay. Right-wing radical.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, the point is that what the amendments do, what the Constitution is, what those particular amendments do, is to protect the rights that we already have.
Mm.
That there's no question of giving us anything. We have the right already. Mm-hmm. And the first 10 amendments of the Constitution basically happen to list a couple of them. Just by the way, the first part of the Constitution says this is what the government can do and no more. And just in case you're interested, here are some things that the government can't do. It cannot abridge freedom of speech, the, you know, on yada, yada, yada. I mean, just so you'll know, because we have those rights anyway. We're not giving them to you. You already have them.
It's Jimmy, you make an important point. I mean, it is in this particular poll, I don't think most people even make that distinction.
That's the problem. And that's exactly what I'm bringing up. And you are exactly correct. That was what I wanted to bring up, was that people fail to understand. That we already, these are rights given to us by our creator, not by government.
Well, all you have to do is read the 9th and 10th to know that. Because the 9th and 10th Amendments tell you that just because there's some rights enumerated here doesn't mean that that's all of them.
Right.
And by the way, there's even more than that that the people have that we're not talking about.
Right.
And it's like all the rest of the stuff.
Well, who was it? But who was it that called?
Did you see the results of that poll?
No, I didn't.
I went ahead and voted because I figured, hey, not a big deal, you know, I mean, so, okay.
I thought it was a trick question.
I didn't make the distinction there in my head. I just went with whatever.
So counselor didn't make the list.
But, yeah, no. But I voted yes, and it was 97% out of like a million votes.
Oh, wow.
Said yes.
Okay, well, good news and bad news. Let's hope that they...
Let's hope those million voters
listen to the Jimmy Doan show and understand that the question was bogus and that they really meant to say... Protect the right to own, not give.
Hopefully.
Okay, well, that's good.
And that's why we're telling them.
That's right. That's exactly right. So it's very, very important. The next thing I want to talk about a little bit here was the Janet Napoleon thing.
Tell us about that. Who is she?
Napolitan. She's the head of the Department of Homeland Security.
She's the head of the Department of Homeland Security. I have in my hands 10 pages of the document released
by... That looks like 5 pages, Jimmy.
It's
2 sides. I see what you're doing.
Well, it's on the inside, and the side is printed down the edges.
Oh, down the edges, okay.
It's small print.
It's you know, I love this. It's labeled unclassified for official use only. Mm. And this is the Office of Intelligence and Analysis Assessment from the Department of Homeland Security.
Right away.
Wait a second. Office of Intelligent what?
And Analysis Assessment.
And
I don't know what this is.
That.
In parentheses, it says U/FOUO. And I have no idea what that means.
That's Chinese for...
But anyway, right-wing extremism. The title of this document is Right-Wing Extremism, Current Economic and Political Climate, Fueling Resurgence in Radicalization and Recruitment. This was published on the 7th of April. And that's 2 weeks ago.
Fueling.
The scope, and of course this
is... burns oil too.
Yeah. The information is provided to federal, state, and local and tribal counterterrorism and law enforcement officials so they may effectively deter, prevent, preempt, or respond to terrorist attacks against the United States. Federal efforts to influence domestic public opinion must be conducted in an overt and transparent manner, clearly identifying United States government sponsorship. So that's what this thing is. And so they go through the key findings. I'm not going to go through this 10 pages of stuff here.
This is basically what she said, I think. Isn't this the woman that said... If you're a
right-wing
radical and you have guns, we're watching you.
Not only that.
But then she said, if you're anybody and you have guns, we're watching you too.
Well, abortion rights activists.
And immigration freaks.
Immigration, right.
Or if you don't have guns and you're an extremist, or if you don't have guns and you're not an extremist.
Second Amendment supporters.
You have to
understand. And veterans. And veterans.
Returning veterans are ripe for recruitment.
That's right.
Because
they've
already taught them how to murder people.
Timothy McVeigh
was a returning veteran.
He
fought in Desert Storm.
That's their one example.
That's their one guy.
Well, that was it. No. And they go through this and they show one.
But just to clarify, they're saying that this is who we need to be looking at. This is who the government is spending time looking for. This. We are number one on the list if you fall into that category.
Right, and the category mostly are citizens of the United States.
Yeah, the category is people.
People.
Well, like I said...
I'll pay people for $500.
Ding!
You know, it's
I thought you'd have it.
I think she identified right-wing extremists with serious weaponry, other people with serious weaponry, and then it was...
Oh, wait a second. I'll take Christians for $500, Bob.
Other extremists without weaponry and other... people not extremists without weaponry.
All okay, gun. Well, it, well she got, here's the footnote.
Which is everybody.
Wait, let me just finish. Here's who is included in this. Right-wing extremism. And the word right-wing extremists, by the way, is used 100 times in this document. Or maybe, no, 30 anyway. Everybody.
3,100.
Okay, no, right-wing extremism in the United States can broadly be divided into those groups, movements, and adherents that are primarily hate-oriented, based on hatred of particular religious, racial, or ethnic groups, and those that are mainly anti-government, rejecting federal authority in favor of state or local authority, or rejecting government authority entirely. It may include groups and individuals that are dedicated to a single issue, such as opposition to abortion or immigration.
Those man, to a single issue.
Immigration.
It sounds like they're targeting the Free State Project people or something.
Oh, no. Let me tell you, the one thing is that nobody knows where their show's coming from.
Well, they're targeting Hannity.com and AskHeritage.com.
If you've been a
targeting.
Member of the Jimmy Doan Show cast.
Watch our donations just dry up now.
Well, you saw that thing that came around from Stitch. It says scores killed, 100 injured at paramilitary extremist riot in Boston area.
Yep.
And then it went all the way down. It says, that. Basically, all these people were murdered because the government was trying to take their arms away. And it says we're trying to round up these horrible terrorists. Samuel Adams, Paul Revere, and John Hancock have been identified as the ringleaders.
Yeah. It was news story from 1775 or whatever.
Yeah. All the hangar dogs, they don't really use their real name. They work in government. They've known for a long time. You don't use a real name, do you?
They all know who they are.
Yeah, I know.
They know who they are, right. But I love the high volume of purchases and stockpiling of weapons and ammunition by right-wing extremists in anticipation of restrictions and bans on some parts of the country continue to be primary concern of law enforcement. Of course, what's funny about this is we've seen this before when you have a anticipation of restriction on anything. I mean, if bottled water was in short supply, believe me, people will be in there hoarding. When a hurricane comes through, in anticipation of a high wind, we have cleaned out Publix.
Oh, you can't get a bottle of water at Publix 24 hours before a hurricane.
No, go on.
And they have pallets of them.
24 hours. It's 4 or 5 days before the hurricane.
Well, these things are a little better. I mean, since Hurricane Katrina, honestly, seriously, you've seen, since Hurricane Katrina, the efforts have been more. I've seen more pallets of water out there and stuff. Probably they had trying to get rid of it from Hurricane Katrina.
Well, they had to. They had the same problem with all the ice that they put for Katrina.
They couldn't
get it in there. There was like two warehouses full of the stuff, and it wasn't melting fast enough.
I know.
FEMA ice, right?
They bought a bunch of it down where I live.
Well, they weren't allowed. Apparently, it was something like they weren't allowed to use it. Anyway, the other thing she's worried about are lone wolves and small terrorist cells. Now, these are citizens. Lone wolves is like a sniper on the top of the bell tower.
Right.
And I mean, but everything is, she's worried about the internet now because, earlier you couldn't do that. A lot of anti-Semitic people, and so forth, revisiting the 1990s, perceived, I love this, and highlighting perceived government infringement on civil liberties. Hello? Yeah. I mean, one of the perceptions is, you're spying on my ass!
Right,
what the hell are you talking about?
Right.
There's no perception about it.
No.
I mean, it's right there. It's just when you read this thing, as I say, it's 10 pages. I yellow lined a bunch of it, and all I can see is there's what goes through this are militias. Those are bad. White supremacists, and they have the potential to turn violent. Well, so do I. I mean, I was talking to my sister-in-law the other day, and she was talking about her frustration with the California DMV, and I'll tell you. What the story she told me, I'm surprised she didn't go postal. She happens to be, but I mean, that's the kind of thing that happens. Here it is. There's no reason on the world, but they only take certain things at certain times.
Well, you saw Hulk Hogan's comments got all bent out of proportion or whatever.
Is that what you could be? Again.
Sensationalism. Well, he said something like, I can understand what OJ did.
Oh, right,
after
right, 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 right.
And
no, I mean, seriously.
He'd have threatened, somebody personally.
I understand that. And what is so funny about this is when you hear the story, and we talked about it, one of the things on the Jimmy Doan Show where my little niece was arrested in Havasu, for
right.
nothing and on and on. And, but now she's trying to get her driver's license back. She has all the paperwork, but they're not taking it because it's not in the correct form. It turns out that one state only sends mail and the other state only accepts email, electronic, or what.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just on and on and on. And you're thinking, this is nonsense. I mean, I can walk in there with the original document. I can have Jesus in back of me. And they say, no, can't take that one. You need to go outside. get on your laptop, you know, whatever it is.
And I mean, mail it to us in here on this laptop.
Yeah, I mean, that's unbelievable. I mean, as I say, this has been going on for like 10 days now on the most simple little trivial thing to get a license.
It's Brazil the movie.
No,
you know?
It is Brazil the movie. It's
just you're in the wrong line. Oh, you have the wrong form. Oh, you don't have the stamp
but
on
I
the
mean,
form.
What I'm saying is a lot of this stuff, a lot of these things, the anecdotal things in this report have to do with here's one. A militia member in Wyoming was arrested in February 2007 after communicating his plans to travel to the Mexican border and kill immigrants crossing to the United States. Now, here's a guy in Wyoming. He's arrested after communicating. Well, I'm trying to figure out, what did the guy do? He said he's going to go to the border and kill some people. And they arrested him. And I mean, I don't know what happened.
Is the people going to die?
Yeah, exactly. I love that. That's the one thing I like about Jar Jar Binks. If nothing else, because we all wanted to kill him, but that is the best line he had. But he combined the heightened level of extremist paranoia, mind you. And of course, one of the things is it ain't paranoia if it's true. Sorry.
Right. Hold him off. Angle the deflector shield while I charge up the main gun.
That's it. Do something.
Anyway, they said on the current front, legislation is proposed this year requiring mandatory registration of all firearms in the United States. And they said that, you know, a correlation may exist between the potential passage of gun control legislation and increased hoarding of ammunition, weapons stockpiling, and paramilitary.
You drive by the gun shop by my house, the sign out front says, MP. Get them while you can.
Get them while you can.
But, you know, I'm surprised you don't have, like, you remember when the gas shortage was in the 70s? I'm surprised they're not out there saying, only 5 guns today.
Right. Only 5
only
guns
two
today.
2 guns per customer. Sorry, we're
only
limiting.
Only 2 packs of ammo.
That's it.
Per thing.
But I mean, it says violent extremists may attempt to co-opt the debate and use the controversy as radicalization tool. I mean, the whole thing is debate. Of course, the internet's out there. You get to do it. And this is the same kind of thing that occurs with, I forget, was it Jeanine Garofalo or whatever her name is on the Olbermann thing when they were talking about Rush Limbaugh and the Hannity and those people as, you know, brain damaged people, seriously brain damaged, sick, neurosis type people. And, you know, I'm sure that they would have something
well,
to say.
Well, it was funny because I actually, the quote that was emailed around had the first part of it clipped off, and it sounded as though she was being supportive of the right wingers. but after you actually read the entire context, then she is not.
Yeah, well, I watched some of it. I watched about 2 or 3 minutes of it. And I mean, the part that's being quoted and everything that I've seen here.
Right.
And I had to turn it off. I mean, it was so unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was so demented. And of course, the one of the things that one realizes is, and this is what Janet Napoleon thinks, is that she's worried that like-minded individuals will, you know, go into these paramilitary.
Rise up.
But again,
revolt. Well, one of those things literally says something like people who oppose government policies or
right.
something.
Right. No, oppose. Yeah. No, it does. I'm trying to.
I think he read that.
I mean,
anti-government sentiment.
What they're worried about is that the internet has, of course, given extremists greater access to information related to bomb making, weapons training, and tactics, as well as targeting of individuals, organizations,
dangerous
and
ideas,
and making it much more difficult because they're lone wolves in small cells that don't work with anybody else, make it much more difficult for law enforcement to deter, prevent, or preempt a violent extremist attack. And of course, some of these people are not looking at, obviously not looking at themselves as extremists. They're looking at, you know, they're saying we're patriots. Like, the extremist is the guy who wants to take all your shit away.
I like to go to YouTube and look up how to make bombs and lockpicks and stuff.
It is
like
really
that.
Fun, isn't it?
Pretty there's put a link to that.
Bump
yeah.
keys.
No, there's too many of them. I got a bunch of bump keys. They work pretty good on some
it's
locks.
It's all just for research.
You gotta
for
get
the
them
show.
All though. Don't buy those crappy little, you know, 7-pack.
Get
the big 30 of them.
The hell's a bump key?
Don't worry about it. I'll tell you later. I'll show you during the break.
Yep.
Put on hey, let's take a quick break and pay some bills.
And we're gonna sell something.
And sell something exactly. And it's going to be something that you definitely need.
Well, we'll be right back on
the Jimmy Dome Show.
Yeah.
And we're back on the Jimmy Dome Show.
Boy, I'll tell you, it doesn't get any better than that.
Buy one, try one.
Yeah, so it is still April 22nd, 2009, and we still have Jack
like
Rhodes
totally
Show here in the
day.
Background.
2 days after 420.
Oh, Jack in the back.
2 days after 420, Jack.
That's right. I'm still recovering.
And so I see you've got the munchies out.
Mwah! Mwah!
It was possible to get popcorn, man.
This is all you got? Peanut butter and popcorn?
That's right. Where's the trail mix?
Oysters over there? What do you get?
Peanuts, whatever.
Mwah!
Okay, one of the next things I like, of course, is
I'll never forget the time Mrs. Jimmy put her head into my car and said,
Your eyes are very red, Jack. Yes, they are, Mrs. Jimmy.
What are you saying, Jimmy?
I just wanted to, they wanted to, EPA has come out and said that carbon dioxide is a pollutant and they want to regulate it. So that means that, I guess, they're going to put a little meter. Every breath we take now is going to be, you know.
Be taxed.
That was the Scrooge McDuck cartoon when he wanted to be able to put a quarter into.
Yeah, he wanted everybody to wear a little mask so that every time you wanted to breathe, he could, you know, you could
get him.
You could get some money, right.
Excellent idea.
Well, Sting will be happy.
Why is that?
He'll have to use his song.
Every breath you take.
Right, it could be the theme song for
right.
it.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard, oh, God, there's this stupid, I hate this. You know, this is so telltale. Down at where I'm living right now. There are water restrictions in effect. And I don't know what for, I guess, to try to influence public perception.
Well, it's Earth Day.
Every
day is Earth Day.
They have been, the city has been running ads in order to, I guess, promote a state of mind regarding the water restrictions.
Right, conservation.
And what they've got is they've got a little slice of life. Radio spot, if you will. If you're in the industry, you know what that means. It's just two people talking like they are a married couple about like their neighbor. Okay, and the radio commercial starts off, and you hear some guys
playing in the sprinkler. Look at that wasteful crap.
Exactly, right. And they sit there and go, "Oh my God, our wasteful neighbor has overwatered their lawn again." You know. What are they doing?
Right. Tell on your neighbor.
Turn him in.
That's right. Turn him in. Here's the number.
Homeland Security.
Well, they don't say that, but it's just.
Well, they don't have to.
In California, they actually, on their utility bills now, you get a green rating. And it tells you what your average neighbor is around you, what their green rating is.
Oh, no.
Well, remember,
so
in Atlanta.
So you feel guilty, so they're throwing the guilt trip on you with your bill.
Well, remember in Atlanta just not too long ago, a year or so ago, when they had that drought, there were people that were telling on their neighbors for watering the yard or washing the car. It was breeding that.
Man.
Yeah.
And, you know, and like, it was funny because I was filling up my pool the other day.
Yeah. And now it was spilling over and running off.
And the neighbors.
Is this the kiddies' wading pool? Is this your Olympic pool you were filling up?
And so all the neighbors were standing out front with their bills in their hand looking at your red rating in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Your 76
red dot in the middle of the sea of green.
Yeah, I love it. This red dot. You know, you'd want to go for that.
Yeah, you know, it looks like it bends. In the paper kind of bends in towards the dot.
It's kind of a space-time continuum, you know, the water gravity hole and everything.
It's a gravity well.
The gravity well, yeah.
I got a pool and a hot tub. Yeah. And a lot of thirsty dogs.
And that means you got electricity pulling it even tighter for the hot tub.
When you come out at night and all the raccoons and everything are out there slurping up your water. Like
yeah,
you
know, they're swimming around.
It's kind of a wildebeest kind of place where all the local animals
it's
come to
preserve.
Get it. It's a preserve. That's it.
So we got to change it out every day.
I guess you got to drain the pool every day. Right. Nasty raccoons and possums get in there.
That's right.
I want some of that contaminated raccoon pee.
There were leaves everywhere,
right.
So we drained.
Drain the pool out, yeah. Right? So you can sweep them up.
Yeah, right. That's it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, drain it out.
How else do you do
it?
How
else do you do it?
There's no other way.
Yeah, no. So that's just I just can't stand
so
those.
So it's starting here in Florida too.
Well, they do in Tampa. We talked about this in the last show.
I'm worried about it because I'm filling up my pool on my non-watering day.
Ooh.
Like, I'm not watering my lawn. Well, I am sorta. I mean, I'm putting water
in the pool
in space, which where my lawn was.
The biz, right.
Otherwise, they'd arrest you for drinking water.
Well, I mean, I don't know, taking too many showers or something?
Yeah, that's what I do.
Mm. You look pretty clean, Zal. Mr.
I think you're looking a little too clean. Did you take a shower today?
It's the soap feels so good.
Because it's Thursday.
Yes, and you have not had to have the right to have a shower for 3 days.
Yeah, well, in Tampa, they've got a serious restriction. And some people went down there and complained, and they said, you know, the drought's over. Oh, I forget what it was. They wanted to do something.
Look, there's water everywhere. It's in the bay, for Christ's sake.
It's a big gulf.
And besides, this global warming problem that's going to raise the sea level, so we might as well be using it now.
Exactly. I couldn't agree. And, of course, when you realize what is raising it is all fresh water.
Yeah.
Right. It's the melting of the ice caps and everything, you know, the whole deal. So
well, we ought to get some of these
we're doomed. Yeah, well, that was one of the things about Earth Day.
So leave your hose on tonight. Everybody listen to this. Leave your hose on tonight. Save the earth.
Yeah.
Save the earth. Come on.
Yeah. You know, I want to get past this
damn tipping point. I was watching again the thing on somebody's talking about gloom, doom, whatever, could rise 3 feet. You know, everybody's going to be underwater.
Black guy about this tall named Obama.
Bangladesh, you know, and you know, 4 billion people are going to drown. And I thought, let's get it over with. You know, I mean, for personally, what I do is go put some kind of nuke up there in the damn Greenland ice cap,
right.
And
tell
just get it over with. Really, you know what I mean? Let's do it.
That
right.
wouldn't do nothing, man. That
tell us how you really
nuke
feel.
We got, you know, talking about it.
We need to spin the Earth around so Antarctica shines right in front of the sun.
Okay, everybody go outside and push on your house.
Yeah.
On the west side, on the count of three.
Yeah, on the count of three.
That's it. Yeah, no, I mean, what I'm saying, you could do is, after you raise the sea level, then in order to get everything back to normal, you just get a whole bunch of sheets up there and cover Greenland with that. Some nice white muslin sheets.
And that'd reflect a lot of...
Reflect it all back, yeah. Or maybe big mirrors or something, I don't know.
Excellent.
So I'm in.
Well, the polar bears are screwed, but, you know, other than that, we're cool.
Yeah, you can put them in zoos and make them pets.
How does polar bear taste?
You know,
if you are a listener and you actually can send us some polar bear meat, we will actually cook it.
Actually, what I'm looking for is some mama polar bear milk, because I want to
make the cheese.
Make the cheese, yeah, part of my cheetah cheese.
All right, well, so our Inuit affiliate in Alaska.
I thought Jimmy had a new idea for a website or something with that. I'm not sure, but
no, I was going to write my one-off book and make the $1 million, the cheetah cheese book. I told you about that.
Cheese. You've heard about that in the past.
Mm. Yeah, we don't have to do it again. Okay, so moving along.
Well, let's take one more little quick break here. Just to do a little thing here of real fast.
Okay.
Real fast. We'll be right back on the Jimmy Dones Show.
Next hey, we're back. Woohoo.
We're back. All right. Man, love
the
those
Jimmy Dones Show.
Love those, yeah. Good to
April
you too.
22nd, 2009, Earth Day Show.
Yeah, National
Leave
Service.
Leave your hose
I love
on.
This. National Service Bill is going to get Obama's signature. They decided to expand the...
Obama.
The Bill Clinton ban?
AmeriCorps. The AmeriCorps is...
what's that?
Those are people that get paid to volunteer.
That's what I like. It's going to cost $5.7 billion.
Right. They've allocated about $1 billion or so for this year. But they want to increase the size of the volunteers from 75,000 to 250,000.
Well, I say they should just borrow some more like $7 trillion and just pay us all to do stuff.
Well, of course, the problem is he's borrowing it from us.
I understand that.
And then giving it back, dribbling some of it back. That's that's trickle-down economics. You take all my money, and you trickle some back to me.
No.
And you're taking my kids' money, my grandchildren's money, and those yet unborn money.
I will have definitely put a link to this, or at least attach it to the email, but I love the one you sent me was this Obama's plan. He goes, so we'll put money in the economy by taking money out of the economy, then putting it back into the economy and taxing it as it passes through. Yeah, that should work.
I'll tell you, this guy, his economist, I mean, of course, to watch him on the Sunday morning shows,
it's Obama,
what a bunch of maroons.
Obamanomics.
Obaminism.
Well, speaking of the multi-trillion dollar bailout, I love this. There were two articles here recently about the top bailed out firms continue lobbying, and the states are spending a fortune up there in Washington by buying these lobbyists for, you know, high six figures to go up there and beg for money. And of course the corporations are doing the same thing, but Nebraska's governor's office told lawmakers it expects to spend over $1 million in 2 years to oversee disbursement of the $1.5 billion Nebraska stands to receive in federal stimulus funds.
And that's a recession-proof job, lobbyist.
Yeah, no, I mean, really, you know, again, I always said that before. You know, the thing is, those guys, they're like chameleons, you know. They can be on one side of it one day and on the other. And we've seen this happen before. Some of those congressmen that were fighting against one thing, they went to work for the guys later. You know, like some guy that put together the pharmacy bill goes to work for a pharmacy company as a lobbyist. I mean, give me a break.
Right.
But, I mean, Bank America reported spending $660,000 on lobbying. Wells Fargo, $700,000. Goldman Sachs, $670,000.
Worth every penny.
Well, they got $10 billion.
Right.
I mean, that's not bad. So that's a 6%.
That's a commission.
I mean, that is a 94% return on your money.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish I could do that. I mean, this is really amazing. They say they're not using public money for these purposes.
Wait, you said $600,000?
It's all in the same bucket.
What, 94% return?
It's way more than that. Yeah. You said $600,000.
No, I mean, I'm sorry. It is a, what's six? It is, I'm sorry, it's a 16,000% return.
That's not bad.
Yeah, 16,000%. Excuse me.
Yeah,
that's why we didn't argue against the bonuses paid to the AIG people.
Right. I mean, it was a rounding error.
But then
the states, of course, are in on this. Under the law, I love this, under the law, if the states miss a deadline or don't spend the money fast enough, they lose it. And this reminds me when I was in the business, when I was in the retail business, it was always interesting to see at the end of every school trimester, quarter, whatever they had, semester or whatever, the store would be filled up with the people from the various departments out of the university, and because they had some money left over. And instead of giving it back, and they, of course, then the next year their budget would have been cut, they had to spend it. I mean, and they would spend it on the most trivial items. I mean, they would say, you know, you go in there and floppy disks or something that was, even if it was obsolete, you know, we'll take it. You know,
floppy disks.
I mean, and then we had some of the times, of course, I never did this or anything, but some of the times you had to write it up as something, and it wasn't quite that. You know, like you'd sell them a computer and call it a calculator.
Right, right.
So, well, it did calculate.
Yeah, it did. Well, that's the whole point. So anyway, I just love this. And, of course, they're talking about the oversight. And, of course, when you think about it, the money, the brokerage fee on all the oversight, the people, the lobbying, I mean, this got to suck off a fair chunk of this money. And the states, of course, are complaining because they're not getting enough money to do the oversight. I mean, it just is amazing. And again, I want to remind everybody, if you haven't bought your gold yet or your gold futures, you still have time. Gold today is still under $900 an ounce.
Oh, yeah, the prices are still
and
dropping.
I was reading a Gary North article the other day, and he said that if only 10% of the people that have retirement accounts put only 10% of their retirement money into gold, that the price of gold could hit $10,000 an ounce. And that's what Jimmy's hoping for, because he's going to pay off this house.
Woohoo!
So anyway, okay, next item I want to move on to, and this is something for our attorney, before we get to Hugo.
Oh, no, seriousness!
Yeah, no. The Supreme Court is to review the animal cruelty video law.
Oh, yes!
This is apparently what happened was this fellow in Philadelphia, I guess Robert Stevens, he was selling videos of dogfights.
Yeah, I was going to say, it is Vic-style activity.
Right. But it was videos.
Right.
It wasn't the actual activity, it was the videos. And,
he was a cameraman.
But apparently, in 1999, there was a law that banned the creation, sale, or possession of material depicting animal cruelty, and has helped U.S. authorities crack down on dogfighting operations in which canines often fight to death for the amusement of viewers. The U.S. Humane Society said this article was written by the U.S. Humane Society, so you can tell what's
right. No bias there.
No bias there. But anyway, the appellate court in Philadelphia threw it out and said that the videos were protected speech.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and so they...
Wait, videos of animals, they're saying, are protected speech.
That's how the appeals court rule.
The appeals court rule.
What does the animal's constitution say about their rights?
That's the whole key. I mean, that is what it boils down to. It doesn't say... It says we the people. Now, when the dogs and cats or whatever it is get together and...
Mollusks
and everything write their own constitution, then we'll see what happens. Okay. You know, the nation of molluskdom.
Right.
Then I'll worry about it. But I mean, the point is that they don't have any rights. I don't care how warm and fuzzy they are. I'm sorry. None. Zero. Zip. It may be cruel. I wouldn't want to see this stuff. I think it's horrible, but tough shit.
They have no rights at all.
They have no rights. So anyway, I'm surprised in a way that the Supreme Court's, it'll be interesting to see what the opinion is. I'm surprised they agreed to hear it. As far as I'm concerned, they should have just said, we'll let it stand.
The way that it works, the Supreme Court will take a case if only four of the justices decide to take it.
Ah.
So you don't need a majority of the court to accept a case.
The argument of the Humane Society is that the people that do this sort of thing, that engage in these activities, also create crimes against people, they think.
I know, that was the stupidest thing in the article.
I mean...
We want to punish these people, not for what they did right here, but because we know they do other stuff to completely different things.
Yeah, we're pretty sure about that anyway.
Yeah.
But I love this other thing. I didn't know about this. The 1999 depiction of the animal cruelty law also has helped wipe out the market for, quote, animal crush videos, which depict women often in high-heeled shoes impaling or crushing to death puppies,
kittens,
and other small animals. Apparently, prior to the law, some 2,000 crush videos were available to purchase in the United States for between $15 and $300. It says the law killed the market, but it's coming back. It's making a comeback. But I love this. We wouldn't allow the sale of videos of child abuse or murder staged for the express purpose of selling videos, and the same legal principles apply to despicable acts of animal cruelty to the Humane Society. Well, of course, one of the things I find is when you look at... I just watched a video here... Train Spotting and some of the other, you know, or how about Fargo? I mean, you talk about man-on-man cruelty. I mean, that documentary about Fargo.
Mm-hmm. Ultimate Fighting.
Ultimate Fighting is another one. I mean,
no,
they sell
cool.
them all the time, is what I'm saying. I mean,
right.
But I love this. And he says the same legal principles apply to despicable and animal cruelty, but they don't. There is no legal I mean, that's the whole point.
So
they don't have
any
rights.
So
there is no, you may have rights against human cruelty. I understand that part. I mean, you have laws and so forth because humans have rights. But animals don't have any. You may not like it, but they don't. So it'll be interesting to see. I think it'll be interesting to see how that turns out.
Yep.
Moving along, Hugo Chavez says Venezuelan.
Hugo!
Oh, do we have a Hugo thing?
Hugo.
Jack's in the half.
Yeah.
So much to talk about Hugo.
Tell us about it, Jimmy.
Well, I love this. It says Hugo Chavez. You, of course, you remember he gave him the book on
Socialism for Dummies.
What would you say it was?
Man, we need to send him this Age of Inflation book or something.
Yeah,
you know,
because they're going nuts down there in the inflation. Well, of course, we're going to do it here. And, you know, he's going to get to watch us do the same thing. So what does it matter?
All right, so Obama went down to this America.
Obama went
American
down to Trinidad and Tobago, yeah. Which is that what
we're working on his tan.
We've been there, haven't we?
Right.
Didn't we go to, or is Turks and Caicos?
I've been to Venezuela, man.
Well, yeah, that was before the... Anyway, so inspired by his meeting with U.S. President Barack Obama at the American summit, Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez declared on Sunday that Venezuelan socialism has begun to reach the United States under the Obama administration. Well, duh. It didn't need him to tell us that.
Pretty major stuff here, though, folks.
Well, I mean, but it was interesting because he goes on to say about how proud he is about all this stuff.
He loves Obama.
He loves Obama, yeah. He says, in 1 year, we'll be celebrating 200 years of April 19th, that he initiated his revolution that is underway 200 years later at the forefront of our people in America and so forth and so on. Bolivian socialism is a term Chavez uses to refer to his 21st Latin American form of socialism, which claims or originates from the revolution by Simon Bolivar, a Venezuelan and Latin American revolutionary leader of the 19th
century. Which is a totally different form, Jimmy.
I understand that. No problem.
This time they know what.
By the way,
this time they're going to get it right.
That's right.
Yeah, this time the socialism is going to work fine. Anyway, so I just love this. He referred to President Bush, of course, as the devil. Still smelled sulfur in the room or whatever it was.
I smell him.
And, of course, the Venezuelan president, he also would use oil to fight U.S. influence, which often refers to as the imperialist power, and so forth and so on. So anyway, prior to the America summit, he had attacked the Obama administration, but I guess now they're able to give him the book on socialism.
Which, by the way, shot from 650-something on the Amazon list to number
two. Yes, I saw it. It was like 5,207, and a day later, it was number two. Behind, guess what?
Socialism for Dummies.
It was behind the Mark Stein book, which is liberal, which is tyranny.
Mark Stein?
Isn't it Mark Stein?
No, I'm just kidding.
Mark Stein.
No, that was Marcus his book Stein. Is on the tyranny. Is the exact opposite. It's freedom versus tyranny or some BS like that. I don't know. Okay, the other thing I wanted to ask our attorney about was the ballot photograph thing. Do you know anything about that at all?
Yes, I do. So there's a guy out in Missouri who went ahead and took a picture of his ballot. And what he did was he wrote in the hockey player guy.
Ah, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. Because, you know, I've done that. I mean, I tell you, when you see the voting results, I mean, on more than one occasion, I know that Grandma, for instance, has written in somebody,
right,
and they never report it.
Well, this was just the only reason he did this was because somebody made a website. They've got websites. It's just a hype thing for this guy. He's the most popular hockey player out there right now. His jerseys are selling 3-1 over everybody else. He's Rookie of the Year. And so somebody created a website, like, make him the king of St. Louis.
Uh-huh.
And so they've got these, you know, banners up that say, vote for him, vote for Oshie.
Uh-huh.
And it's just sort of a promotional thing. So this guy just kind of go along with it. He took a picture of his own ballot, which he wrote in Oshie's name and sent it into the website.
Right.
And they posted it. And now the election people are all up in arms about him having taken a photograph of this ballot. I guess they figure
it's a federal law
that he must.
I think it's a state law.
What's that?
It says here, state and county officials said the punishment for willfully sharing a completed ballot represents a class 4 election offense that also comes with a $2,500 fine. Of course, they don't know who the guy is.
Right.
Well, I mean, because the ballots are anonymous, right? You don't write your name on them.
Right. And no, they don't know who it is yet. What'd you say, Darth?
A tremor in the force.
Yes. Here it is, and this guy.
But anyway, the elections director says he's seeking to prosecute the voter.
Right. And did you see why he says it on there?
We seem to be made to suffer. It's our lot in life.
I don't know. He thought the photo was cute, but it's very serious.
He says
he said the voter ballots aren't traceable by name, but he will attempt to learn the voting process. prankster's identity through the website, you can't violate something as sacred as the ballot.
Well, that's not...
People won't trust going to a polling place if they think somebody is walking around with a camera.
That's it. People won't go to a polling place because of this. That's what he's worried about. That's what he said that.
Yeah.
I mean, he actually said that.
Yeah.
Like, because this guy took a picture of his thing and wrote in Oshie's name, now people are going to be afraid to go to the ballot box because somebody may be there with a camera.
Afraid they'll be.
That's exactly right.
Fear will keep the local systems in line.
Yeah, exactly right. Oh, my God.
Scary.
But yeah, he faces a year in jail, $2,500 fine. That's standard. These days, that's about the lowest thing you get charged with.
Well, now here locally, of course, you said $2,500 fine. Weren't you telling me about here in Florida, they've got the new thing now? Apparently just started out that if you don't pay a part of any of your fine or the fee or whatever it is, what happens?
This is something, a little legal alert here for our Florida listeners.
All sections on alert.
Exactly.
You're doing well. The Knicks master's doing well today.
If you're in Florida and you get convicted of anything,
Terminator, immediately.
That's coming. But for right now, what happens is if they give you fines and fees to pay, and then they give you a payment plan, and if you default on that payment plan, they will now...
We will then crush the rebellion with one swift stroke.
Well, they do that. And the way they do it is by suspending your driver's license. Even if your crime has nothing to do with driving... You know, for those
they
of
take
you,
away that right.
Right.
That's
not
the first
a right.
Thing you
it's
lose.
Not
they
a right.
Call it
it's a privilege.
Which, if you know anything about the law, they
that's
don't.
Right.
The misspoke. Word privilege is not mentioned in law school. It doesn't exist in the lexicon of, you know, it's like a French word and we use Latin. I mean, I'm telling you, it's like, somebody made that up and like right after they started driving.
It's a made up word.
It is. It's like somebody's mama, or, you know, well, that's a privilege. They can't drive. That's
a what? Right. A what?
And so seriously, though, for those of you who think that licensing is designed to make sure that only the decent drivers are out there,
No.
It's a form of punishment. They're going to use it as a form of control, and this is your evidence right here. Any crime.
The more you tighten your grip, Lord.
Yeah.
The more you tighten your grip, Tuck, the more star systems will slip through your fingers.
That's right.
You know, speaking of that, of course, we spent some time this weekend down at the FX convention in Orlando.
Yes.
And, you know, it was a lot of that
this?
Was
what
Star Wars. There wasn't much Star Trek there, but a lot of Star Wars and a lot
of
people.
No, it was the other way around. Lots of Star Trek.
No, mostly it was Star Wars.
Well, not the guests.
No, the guests were all Star Trek.
Right.
No, that's right.
Live long and prosper.
No, but I mean, it was, and of course, Spock was there.
Yeah, Leonard Nimoy
was there.
And, they had
how old is
Jonathan
Nimoy?
Frakes.
How Jonathan old is Frakes was
number two.
Yeah, number two.
Number one.
I didn't care about him.
Oh, and the
live long and prosper.
Thank you. That was the next generation. Was Jonathan Frakes?
Yeah,
right.
You're just another weak human afraid to face death.
Were there any tribbles there? Were there tribbles?
No, there was a bunch of Klingons.
Klingons.
I mean, really, there was a bunch of Klingons. But a lot of it also, they had the anime, a lot of the anime, and they had super anime babe there. I mean, right out of the comic book, my God, she had been.
Come to life.
Definitely.
Yeah, they draw them sexy in Japan.
No, but I mean, she was.
Are
there.
You sure it isn't time for a colorful metaphor?
And then they also had what they also had, which I thought was really great. And I spent some time with it. They had a bunch of the illustrators on all the hero.
Oh yeah, and, they'll like draw your picture with next to a hot babe. Like,
you mean the anime guys?
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I had known. My son would have loved that.
Oh, it's a great thing.
Naruto
for kids.
And all of that?
They will draw you the picture right there. I would like to see Naruto flying through the air.
You know, and they'll do it. And I'm telling you, and they do it with
bucks.
Like four strokes. It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
they are so
awesome.
Good. And I talked to the guys.
15 minutes.
And they were charging like nothing to do the pictures.
Yeah.
Leonard was charging $70, I think, to have a photo with him.
Yeah, it's a big show. And that was a big show.
Right,
but the Bionic Woman was there.
Bionic Woman.
Lindsay Wagner?
Yep.
Did
Looking
you see her? Did you say her?
Yeah.
We got some music for that. That was a great song there. Bionic Woman?
Yeah, I'm going to pull a Bionic Woman soundtrack.
Yeah, right. Out of my butt. See how good you are. Yeah. Way to go.
The grease man sound card puller, okay?
Jack, what is this? Stump the bass. Stump the mixer.
Oh, wait, I got it right here.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, good.
He did.
Anyway, it was a good show, but it wasn't as well attended. I think that next year it's probably going to be lightly attended because of the recession. I mean, but it was interesting because about a fifth of it was not filled up. There was, like, nobody there.
And you said nobody was selling any cameras there.
Well, that was the other thing. I wanted to go down there. I wanted to set up this. This brings up another point, actually. There was a small digression, and actually just some local stuff here.
Actually, this is a large digression.
Yeah, you can feel it coming.
This is a fairly, fairly broad.
It's a whole segment. Let's just be honest.
Okay.
Initiating emergency car shutdown.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it exactly. No, I thought about, when I went in there, my digital camera broke. And I thought, God, I would give anything for just a little Kodak.
Jimmy, if you hadn't been taking pictures of those chicks.
Well, that's true, too. But I mean, and I did get a few, though, because I fortunately had brought up an emergency, super emergency backup camera, but it only had like 6 or 7 shots, so I had to use those.
Fascinating.
Okay. Let's go.
So
I thought to myself, you know, if I had had... you know, I don't know if you know this, but on eBay, you can get, like, these Kodak flash cameras, you know, 24 pictures, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're like $1.50 in quantity.
No,
I'm serious. Less than $2 in quantity delivered to my door.
Only if you win.
What, like $1,000 or something?
$1,000, yeah. So I would have gone down there, spent $2,000, gone down there, sold them for, you know, $19.95, $14.95, something right. like that. I mean, you're already paid. I don't know what to
you
get into the
papers.
Wait a second. Just in case you missed it, they're $1.50 a piece if you buy 2,000 of them. Is that what you said?
No, yeah. no. If you buy 1,000 or yeah. Yeah, actually, even if a couple of hundred.
Oh, no problem. Okay.
But my point is, you go down there, you set up the miniature booth, you know, that's like 8 inches wide. It's just stacked up with these cameras. And you deliver. But the problem is.
Permits.
That's it. The permits, the fees, and everything, I mean, really eat into anything kind of money you want to make. I mean, it's really bad. I was talking to the illustrators that were there, and they said they only got charged $75 for their table.
Are you a professional photographer? How do you know these cameras work?
Yeah, well, whatever.
If you flash somebody in their eyes and they spill their drink and it explodes.
Well, what is interesting about this is they had rules down there, and there was a couple of people that were, like, over in Neverland. I mean, you know, where there were, like, 4 rows of tables that were unused except for, like, one rows of, you know, 20 or 30 tables, and there were, like, one person in each row. I said, well, I said, there's a couple of empty booths still in the main, you know, over here where all the people are. Why don't you just move your shit over there? They said, well, they told us we can't do that. Well, personally, I'd have gone anyway. I said, screw you. How do they know? But the point is, those are the rules. And this brings up another point, and that is very often in here locally, they've been talking about they're all panic-stricken about the wage gap in this town. You know, the rich get rich and the poor get poor. All the money gets to the rich, and the difference between the rich people and the poor people, oh, it's just sinful and we got to do something about it. And it dawned on me, one of the reasons that you have this is the barriers to entry. I mean, if you have a good idea in this town, you want to set up a hot dog stand. If you want to have a roll-around hot dog stand, I mean, you've got to get permission.
There's
it takes 6 months.
People you
there
have
are
to sleep
permits.
With.
There are everything in the world. And they said it's all to protect the public. I'm saying, you know, what could happen? If you set up a hot dog stand that's called Salmonella Center. You know,
Salmonella Sally's.
That's it. Salmonella Sally's, you know,
super salty hot dogs.
Salmonella
Sally's.
Saucy sausages from Salmonella Sally. Okay.
Salty sausages from Salmonella Sally.
By the way, in case you're keeping track, that was a digression of the digression.
Yeah. Okay. Are you? What? Okay. So anyway, the point is the barrier to entry, and I'm thinking this is the reason the difference between the rich and the poor. I mean, they are deliberately keeping people of modest means from entering the workforce because they of all the permits, regulations, and the procedures that you have to go through.
Fees,
and so what happens is
everything.
Here's a guy who's rich. And he can afford to spend $200,000 on the plans and the consultants and all the hearings that he has to go through before he sets up his $1 million project. And here's another guy that wants to come along and he wants to remodel his house, for God's sakes. And if you, in this town, if you purchase more than 4 sheets of drywall, you have to have a permit.
If you try to build anything in your back, no, there is no size, anything at all, a 4x4 dog house.
In your backyard?
You must pull a permit in Alachua County.
It is unbelievable. I mean, and so my point is,
what about a tree fort?
I'm not kidding.
What about a tree fort?
This is anything.
A double-decker tree fort like Robinson Crusoe with rope ladders and monkey servants?
If you're building a structure, and it's absolutely unbelievable.
No, but this is my point, though, is that what they obviously should do, and I don't think they realize the tremendous step up. And that keeps people, when you think about something like Bill Gates, for instance, who's, you know, richest or second richest guy, literally the guy started eating pizzas and not taking a bath in a motel room in Tucson, Arizona for, you know, 6-8 months in order to get started.
See Bill Gates' hotel room, $5.
Yeah, that's it. And, Apple computer started by two guys in a garage. I mean, today, I hate to think, and you might be able to do some of the stuff that's, because it was off the radar, but if you want to do anything that's on the radar, like let's say you want to sell bananas on the street corner, forget it. I mean, they will come by in what looked like exactly like terrorists with ski masks, and armored vehicles and armor and everything, except it says, you know, ATF or FDF.
Well, the only thing people police, are making FP. Now are these viral videos. That's how everybody's trying to make their $1 million now. Come up with a viral video.
Well, you know, that girl that was on the British Idol, whatever her name
Boyle,
is. Susan,
right?
She's not making any money off of that.
She could.
She might be able to.
Actually, fame most of the time does lead to money, but you just got to steer it in the right direction.
Yeah.
But
you got to be able to take advantage of it.
Exactly.
That's when opportunity
Jimmy,
knocks. It's like the Jimmy Doan show. Once we go viral, we'll retire to a non-extraditable country.
That's right.
Everything's better with a bag of weed. Jimmy Doan Show.
All right, listen. We're going to go have a bag of weed, and we'll be back in a minute here. And we'll catch you guys on part two, so make sure you tune back in to the Jimmy Doan Show.
Evil woman child. Oh, Lucy, you just so damn